Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know it was your birthday yesterday?
Yes, it was.
I didn't want to make a fuss. I was going to get you a cake, but I didn't have enough money. So I've got you some celebrity birthday messages instead.
Oh, Moyles does these sometimes.
All DJs have celebrity friends' birthday messages, so I've got some for you if you want to play them.
All right.
Happy birthday.
That's from Jimmy Carr. He was quite quick. He didn't have much time.
Mm. Happy birthday.
Thanks for that, yeah. Anyone else?
Happy birthday. It's lots of love. It's Richard Madeley.
Yeah, Richard Madeley. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. It's lots of love. It's Richard Madeley.
It sounds like you've cut off the bit that says Chris.
No, he says happy birthday, kiss, lots of love. Richard, listen carefully again.
Happy birthday. It's lots of love. It's Richard Madeley.
Right, okay.
See? Dave Grohl's been on as well.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. You're listening to the show, and I'd like to wish a happy birthday to our friend Drinks Are On Me when I come back. So let's hit it. Let's go. Happy birthday.
They're quite badly edited, actually.
What do you mean?
Because I can tell, especially
what?
On the Madeley
Don't
one,
be so
that
ungrateful.
It said Chris. Listen.
Happy birthday. It's lots of love. It's Richard Madeley.
Who else you got?
Chipmunk.
What's going on, people? Cuzzy, I am Chipmunk, a.k.a. Chip Diddy Chip. Happy birthday, mate.
Okay.
Anymore? I'm sorry they didn't have much time. Kelly Osbourne did
It's on Kelly
that.
Osbourne here. I just want to say happy birthday.
Really nice. Thanks for all your effort on that.
What? I spent ages getting them. Most people would be world chuffed if Dave Grohl wished them a happy birthday.
All right then, thanks very much to Kelly Osbourne, Chipmunk, Dave Grohl, Richard Madeley and Jimmy Carr for your time for those personalised messages for my birthday.
You have got a special one from Unofficial Mills as well. Have you
oh,
seen
yeah.
your card?
Thanks for my card, all you lot at Unofficial Mills. I love these cards where it's not actually the real person. This has probably nothing to do with the TV show Gavin and Stacey in any way. However...
Oh, now I know you'll be disappointed that I can't be there in person, but I'm not going to lie to you. I've had a better offer from Tom Selleck, and he's already booked a flight, see? Tidy. Anyways, have an immense birthday, won't you? Cracking.
Yeah, it doesn't sound anything like her.
It's not her, but it's a lovely cartoon of Nessa on the front and... I can just do that all the time.
Oh.
And carry it around with me.
Oh.
Thanks, Unofficial Mills. Radio 1 Podcasts. Now, we mentioned this last week. Lots of people listen to our podcast all over the world. We get a lot of people in Japan listening, a lot of people in Africa, a lot of people in the Middle East, all over. And it is quite terrifying that some people, students, use our show to try and learn English. There's no better way to do it off of our podcast. So, last week, I did mention this, it was an online class which you could just log into anywhere in the world, and you could learn English from the Scott Mills show, because obviously some of the English language that we use, that we just don't think about every day on this show, isn't correct, and it was about like learning idioms and about little colloquialisms of the English language that are a bit harder to understand, i.e. our show. So there was this online class last week, and there was a teacher called Matt who was doing the class, and it was kind of interactive learning online, and it was learn English from the Scott Mills show, so just all the kind of little language quirks that we use. And here is Matt, and this is what happened on the lesson.
So let's look at this text that we've got today. It's about the Scott Mills show. Scott Mills is a DJ on... Radio 1 on BBC.
Let's just explain to the students, if they don't know, what we do.
And Scott is the afternoon DJ. Drive time. So when people are going home, they're listening to Scott.
Yep. And here is what the teacher, Matt, thinks of our show.
So they work hard. They work really hard. They don't just turn up for work and talk about... what they did the night before, but they actually put a lot of work into the show.
Mm. First thing I did say today when I came on air was about what I did Saturday night, but not last night.
Yes, because last night you got stuck on a train in Southampton, didn't
right,
you?
Right, yeah, so we did talk about what I did last night.
But the rest of it, we work hard.
True.
Humorous language. So Scott and Becky using a lot of humorous language, but it's not literally, not literal English. It's got a meaning that's hidden from us if we don't know all these techniques.
Hello, students all over the world. If you listen to this on the podcast, I hope you're following what's going on here.
So sometimes we use language that isn't used every day in English.
Does he mean like horse for one bin?
Yes, he does actually.
Probably, and off of.
Off of, I think, is mentioned. A horse for one bin is definitely mentioned.
A horse for one bin?
I'm not going to even bother playing.
How did he explain that?
It's too long.
Really?
We'll be here till seven.
Do they have, like, exams on this? Do they have to, like...
I've no idea. Anyway, here's the key to why our show is so funny, according to Matt.
Repetition. So, if you repeat something often enough, it becomes funny.
Is he saying that we're not funny?
Yeah, not funny the first time, but if you say it enough, then people might laugh. Now, here's some of the questions that...
Oh, there is a test.
There is a test.
Amazing. There's
questions that he asked the students, okay? And you get kind of, like, options... it's interactive learning at its best, this is.
So Scott said about something, it's grossing me out. It's grossing me out. What does it mean, is grossing me out? Is it A, I feel really bored? B, I love what we're doing now? Or C, I feel sick because you're showing me something disgusting?
This is good.
C.
I think it's C as well.
Yeah.
I think we're right.
So, Scott said this. Monday's good for me. Monday's good for me. What do you think? Is it A, I like Mondays? B, Monday is a suitable day for a meeting?
B.
Or C, I had a great time last Monday? What do you think?
I hope you're still following this, students.
At this point, Scott was saying, in your face, in your face. What does he mean? Is it A, I've won something? B, I'm going to punch you in the face? Or C, be careful?
A?
Yeah.
I think it's A.
This sounds like the best show ever. It's grossed you out, Monday was good for you, and then in your face.
Is this just one show they've studied? I think it is.
Ristretto Venti, non-fat, organic chocolate brownie, frappuccino, extra hot with foam and whipped cream.
And now this is the really long coffee order we were talking about the other day.
Side down, double blended. And that's one coffee, apparently. And that was from a listener emailing them. But the fact they're using that, it's typical of the show. It's just language for the sake of it.
It is. That's exactly what it is, Matt. And thanks for doing your class about the idioms of the Scott Mills show last week. I think 9 people attended in the end online.
Oh.
Well, no, I think more.
Well,
actually, no, that was the
now.
That was the last time I checked. But since we mentioned it on air, I think there maybe got a few more. So, and there we are. If you're listening to our podcast at the moment and you are trying to learn off of Better English, then that was especially for you.
A horse for one bin?
Hello, hi Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Danny.
You all right, Danny?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. How can I help?
Well, I've been listening every day and I've never heard of what a horse for one bin means, and I'd really like that Englishy man to explain it to me.
Right, do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do really want to know.
I have the full explanation here. This is something that was on Oh, What's Occurring ages ago, where a woman randomly went, a horse for one bin? How long have you been listening to this show? A while?
Yeah, a while, I have.
You've never heard it?
Every day. No, I've never heard it.
Right, well, Matt, the English teacher online, will explain it for you now.
A horse for one bin? Horse for one bin. Which was a funny thing, part of a quiz. I can't remember exactly when, but over a year ago, it became a joke that goes through the programmes. It's a running joke.
Hope that helps, Danny.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You know, ages ago you got a new scooter?
Yes.
Did you tell anyone about it, like journalist friends or anything? Well, you said
why?
About it on the radio. I found this article of you in the online.
Okay.
And someone's found, they've written a whole article on the fact that you now ride a scooter.
Yeah, I'm green. I've got an electric scooter. Doesn't look like what you think it's going to look like. It looks like a normal scooter.
I tell you what it does look like, is there's a very nice picture of you stood next to it in some leathers.
Yeah, don't tell me you've never wanted to see that.
No. But yeah, what I like is it calls you a trend-setting presenter.
Mm-hmm, that's me.
It says the trend-setting presenter, one of the UK's most popular radio personalities, moved to the forefront of fashion when he took delivery of the stylish new scooter runaround
earlier this week. I'm fuel-free. Fuel-free, that's me.
Are you at the forefront of fashion? Not in the leathers, maybe in your double denim.
Yeah. Do you know what? I saw some double denim in a shop that begins with top and ends with...
Double denim's everywhere at the moment.
And I saw one of the like mannequins, and I was like, can I get away with that? Because it looked really good.
Was it the cropped stonewall shorts?
Not the pale, slightly darker, but I'm thinking, can
but
I actually get away...
still the cropped shorts?
No, there wasn't cropped shorts. It was jeans, and then like a bit like the one that David Beckham was wearing when he got injured. Remember all those pictures in the paper? Beckham can pull it off. Not sure I can. Anyway. No. And they always look better on the models, don't they, in the shops?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so my eco scooter, there's a problem with this, actually, because I've got no parking.
Well, it says here, I recently gave up, this is to quote you, I recently gave up my car as I found owning one in London completely pointless. Mm. I was always getting parking tickets and was paying so much to keep something that just sat there unused.
Well, here's the thing. I got this because I thought it would be... brilliant, obviously, saving the environment and...
Fun-loving Scott is looking forward to cutting his journey times.
And also, yes, there is that, because you can get around London a lot quicker.
Can I just say my favourite...
Any more quotes you've got there?
Can I just say my favourite quote from you? It's practically silent, so you can really turn people's heads as you ride past. Did you really say this, or is it one of those articles where they've just made it up and said it's you?
I'm not sure I said the bit about turning heads.
I can just imagine you waving past.
Hello. But you know, in London, it costs so much to park.
Mm.
So I thought this is going to be brilliant. I'll be able to get around. It's quick. It's eco-friendly. And also, I won't have to pay for parking. Really good. That's not true. I've been getting a ticket on it every day since I had it. And I was about to write a really nasty letter to the council going, just because, you know, it looks like a normal scooter... It's not. It's an eco-friendly one, so I don't have to pay the parking. Then I called him up, and you do have to pay the parking.
Brilliant.
So I've got loads. I was about to contest all the parking tickets, and can't do anything about it, because actually parking is the only thing that you do have to pay for with them. So well done to me.
Rubbish.
And also, I can't put it outside my house, because you know I've got neighbours from hell, and the last time I put it outside my house, they actually moved it into the roadworks just outside my house.
I don't think this is all your... You think you did that. I would imagine that you drove it back and parked it and then the roadworks appeared around it.
No, they definitely moved it. Anyway,
I like your appearance in Girl Racer magazine.
Is that what it's in?
Yeah.
Is that where you found it?
Yeah.
Girl Racer?
Yeah.
Can I see
Maybe
that, please?
Maybe they just got a bit confused. Look at the picture. You look good in leather.
Why is it in Girl Racer? BBC. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, it's nearly time for I Was Occurring. Let's meet our new contestant, Sally May. Oh!
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Where are you from, please?
Where am I from? I'm from Nuneaton.
Do you listen every day to What's Occurring?
I do, every day, on the way home, in the car.
You've also got the best job in the actual world.
It's not a bad job at all.
Tell us what it is.
I am a QA technician for a games developer. I'm a tester, basically.
So you play computer games all day?
I play... Well, it's deeper than that. It is so much deeper than playing.
What else is it, then?
I'm not allowed to say playing. I have to make sure they work properly.
Right.
So basically, yeah. Okay,
yeah, you're playing.
Yeah, I'm playing. Yeah.
All day, every day?
All day, every day.
Just to make sure the games work?
Monday to Friday, yeah.
Wow.
So
give me an example of like how it, you know, might not work.
How might it work? Like, you know, if it crashes, people get really annoyed at that. Like,
yeah.
If you've saved it and then it crashes and then...
Is it true you will drive like a computer game car into a wall 100 times just to see if there's any glitches?
Yeah.
In actually, the thing.
In one of my interviews, actually, one of the first jobs that I went for, in the actual interview, the man says that I had to show him how I would test a game in real life. So I had to walk around the room and sort of walk into walls and things.
Oh, good.
To show him how to do stuff like that.
Yeah, that's your job,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah, that's
you
my
get
job.
Paid for that.
I do. I really do.
Also, you have
it.
You have backwards thumbs.
I do have backwards thumbs.
Right, so how does that work?
Well, generally, it's I can't put my thumb up to somebody without it being not a very nice experience for them, really.
Oh,
they bend at like 90 degrees backwards. It isn't very nice at all, generally. It actually just sort of turns a really nice gesture into something really hideous.
Did you get that from playing too many computer games?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I started at an early age, so potentially...
So hang on a second. So can you press buttons and stuff?
Not very well.
Well, how do you play computer games all day?
Well, no, yeah, it's at a different angle. Like, if I have to press a button, like, on a lift or something, and somebody sees me doing it, then they sort of get a bit upset.
Okay.
Could just use your finger for that.
My finger? My fingers bend back as well.
Oh, God. How old are you, Sally Mae?
24.
24, from the Needson. You like baking cakes?
I do. I love baking cakes.
Speciality is what?
Victoria's sponge.
Lush, keeping it old school.
Yeah, and they're wonderful.
Are you single at the moment?
I am single.
Who's your ideal man?
My ideal man. There's a lot, really.
Okay, well, just give us a couple.
I don't like to say his name because I always think I say it wrong. Out of Kasabian, is it Serge or Sergey?
Serge.
Serge. I always say it. It's like, I always say it wrong.
You've also got a bit of thing for Neo. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, no.
They're quite different, aren't they? Serge and Neo.
No. I don't fancy Neo, but I sort of, like, I feel his vibe. I don't fancy him.
So if he asked you out, you'd say no?
Probably.
But?
Yeah.
But what?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I don't fancy it. I would be leading him on, really.
Poor Neo.
No, he is a lovely man. Well, I'd imagine he is a lovely man. I've never met Neo myself.
Is it one of those, you think he's lovely, so lovely, but you wouldn't want to go out with him?
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Okay. How do you know that he's nice? You're just assuming this.
Oh, I really am, aren't I?
You really are?
I really am. He does some very nice music and things. And, you know, yeah. He wears a hat well as well.
But that doesn't a relationship make, necessarily, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. I don't know why I said that.
No, that's right.
Oh! What's occurring?
Brand new week of Oh, What's Occurring? Have you missed it?
I have! I heard that Alan Carr was really good on Thursday, though.
He was good. We've got a brand new contestant. We just spoke to her. Her thumbs are backwards, and Neo is her perfect man, even though she doesn't fancy him. It's Sally Mae. Hello.
Hello.
She's from Nuneaton. She's 24.
I really am.
There's a lot of love for you in the text, I'm telling you.
Is there?
Yeah, they're saying that you are brilliant.
Colin says his fingers burn, like, bend in a weird way, and he likes you.
Oh, lovely. Aww,
sexy.
That's really sweet.
Sexy in a cute way.
Really?
Yep.
That is wonderful.
She's a complete loon.
Yeah,
set me up with her, please.
Oh dear.
Comedy gold is another way of describing you.
Comedy gold. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They
this
love it.
Fabulous. Oh, wonderful. I'm really glad.
Good. All right.
I thought it would be a disaster.
You are?
I thought it would be a disaster.
No, it's all going very well so far. Let's see how you do on the game, though.
Probably awfully.
What's occurring?
Do you ever win when you're on your own in the car?
I don't win at anything, Scott. I'm not great, but I got on the show, so I'm very happy.
What have you tried to win before and not won?
Everything.
Not really. Even computer games. You play them all day. You can't.
I'm not too bad. It's just really silly things that happen to me that's really bad. Like that girl that could fit her fist in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When I was listening to it on the way home, and we were at the traffic lights, I thought I'd have a little go at that. Seen, you know, never tried that before, and it went horribly wrong, and I'm suffering quite badly with my jaw now.
So you heard the other girl on Know What's Occurring, and you thought, I'll try that in my car.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, you shouldn't try that when you're driving.
And now you've got...
I was stationary, but at the time...
You shouldn't try it anyway.
And now you've got jaw issues.
I know, yeah, it's all clicky and horrible, and...
Oh.
I know.
Anyway, let's play the game.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's do it.
Yeah, go.
Now, you know some hairdressers, they've got, like, puns in their names, haven't they? Like, Curl Up and Die.
There's one near me, Curl Up and Die in Bedworth.
You see?
That is actually one.
Yeah, there's loads of them. A cut above. The one, my favourite one I ever saw was Have It Off. That was a good one.
Did you go there? Awesome. Did you ask for your Philip Schofield?
No, I didn't. That was years ago. I was 10. Anyway, we got Gary, who sometimes goes out onto Stupid Street, to ask some questions, basically. We got him to phone some of Bristol's finest hairdressers, right? Now, it's not the normal Just for the Pun of It game, because the only word that Gary has to get in as many times as possible is the word hair. Like I said, it sounds a bit lame. Was actually my idea, that's why it's lame. But he did really well. He made 3 calls. I'm just going to ask you to guess who would stay on the line the longest. Is it A, Guy Fawkes Salon in Bristol? Is it B, Mac Daddy's Hairdressing in Bristol? These are all real ones. Or C, Cohesion Hairdressers. Who would stay on the longest? A, Guy Fawkes. B, Mac Daddy's. C, Cohesion. Sally, mate.
I'm going to say Mac Daddy's.
You're saying Mac Daddy's?
I am saying,
yeah. And
go with that one.
Becky.
Guy Fawkes. Just because I like it, that it's called that.
Okay. Let's find out.
Other Guy Fawkes salons are available.
Oh!
Are they?
I don't know.
There's more than one salon called Guy Fawkes.
I didn't want to be promoting.
So, Becky thinks Guy Fawkes will stay on the longest. Sally Ann says Mac Daddy's. Let's find out. First one. What?
Sally May.
I just said Sally Ann. That's really bad.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, it's absolutely fine. Let's find out. First of all, we're calling Guy Fawkes. Let's go.
Guy Fawkes Salon, Joe speaking. How can I help?
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hi, it's Gary here.
Yeah.
I really want a new cut, something like Harry Potter.
Like what, sorry?
Harry Potter.
I've not heard of it.
If that won't suit me, maybe Harry from McFly.
Oh, God, you're so funny, aren't you? Thanks, I'm going to go now because I'm quite busy, all right?
How about a Prince Harry?
Yeah, bye.
Okay, that was only 28 seconds there. Next one, Gary.
You got 5 in, though. That was quite good.
Yeah, he did well there. Gary phoned Mac Daddy's next in Bristol.
Mac Daddy's, can I help?
Hello, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Hi, it's Gary here.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for a new haircut. Something like Harry Potter.
Something like what?
Harry Potter.
What is that?
The film, you know, Harry Potter.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so do you do something like that?
Maybe.
Or if not, maybe Harry from McFly? Quite spiky, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you do that kind of style?
Yeah, we can do.
Okay. Or if not, then Prince Harry, perhaps. I'm a big fan of him. So, here's the thing. Have you got any appointments on the horizon? Is that a 9?
No, he's gone.
9.
That was 9 in there, and
it's getting better.
51 seconds, so that's your one.
Why do I get scared when Gary says Prince Harry?
I don't know. And here's the third one. This is Cohesion.
Good afternoon, Cohesion. Can I help you?
Hello, Gary speaking here. Does your salon have hair con by any chance?
Have.
Air conditioning?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I really want a new haircut. Something like Harry Potter.
Right.
Daniel Radcliffe, you know the actor.
Yeah.
Cool, do you do that kind of style?
Why do you want to know if we've got air conditioning?
Oh, I like to be in a calm, controlled environment when I'm having my haircut. I get a bit sweaty sometimes.
Okay. When would you like to come in?
Ah, the thing is, I'm only here today and tomorrow, then I'm flying Air France to Cuba. Havana, actually.
Oh.
Right.
Can you fit me in?
We haven't got anything today, and tomorrow we have
45. Ah, see, I needed something that was pretty soon on the horizon.
Right, that's the earliest I'm afraid we've got tomorrow.
If you can't do Harry Potter, perhaps Harry from McFly?
All we've got is 12:45. It makes no difference what you want.
OK, but can you make my hair look like Harry from McFly?
God. I haven't got a clue.
How about Prince Harry?
I don't know what you look like. I don't know what your hair's like. I don't know.
Prince Harry.
So if you've got a picture of who you want...
Yeah, it's Prince Harry, definitely. Can you do that? I'll send you a picture over of myself.
Hannah, how are you going to do that?
Do you have an email address?
No, not at the moment.
Fax?
Not at the moment.
Post?
Look, all we have is 12:45. That's the only time we have tomorrow if you want your hair done. Is that any good or not?
Hair enough.
She's gone.
She was the longest, was she?
She was the longest, so no points there because you both said the others.
Oh.
I like the not at the moment, lady. We've kind of made something here, which is how it could have sounded.
I'll send you a picture over of myself.
Hannah, how are you going to do that?
Do you have an email address?
No, not at the moment.
Fax?
Not at the moment.
Post?
Not at the moment.
Telephone?
Not at the moment.
Carrier pigeon?
Not at the moment.
Courier?
Not at the moment.
Taxi?
Not at the moment.
Freight train?
Not at the moment.
You get the idea. Bless.
Oh, what's occurring?
Not at the moment.
He got 15 rubbish puns in.
Really bad, but I enjoyed it. Oh, no points. Sorry, Sally Mae.
It was hilarious, though.
It was hilarious. Okay, next one. You know Louis Spence off of Pineapple Dance Studios?
I love him.
Isn't he great?
He's so funny.
Do you watch it a lot?
I do. I watch it when he's on Harry Hill and he does his little dance and they all come out and they start doing that douche, 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 douche thing.
It's good.
It's awesome.
Now, awesome Louis, he does love a bit of innuendo, you may have noticed. He was on the Chris Moyle show last week. It's a really simple question. And this is it. Whilst he was on the Chris Moore show, how many innuendos did Louis off of Pineapple Dance Studios manage to pull off? Becky?
12.
Becky says 12. Sally Mae?
I'm going to go 15.
15. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Louis Spence on the Chris Moore show with all his innuendos.
Well, I was born on the 6th of the 4th, 69.
Oh!
I mean, try
69!
No, no, they haven't. No, they've just got a small semi.
Hello.
Oh, listen, it massive. Was massive. See, I'm normally up like lightning.
Oh, was
no,
it?
No, I'm going boy zone now.
Yeah.
I'm going through the boys. I'm going.
Well, I'm sure you are, but that don't say that on me, eh?
Boy zone, lovely love the boys. Boys, love the boys. Well, I do love the boys. Anyway, so he's promised me that he'll fit my box, or he'll fit me in with a box.
Are you sure he was talking about the sky?
But I much prefer it in the flesh, you see.
Well, I'm sure.
It's big in Asia, apparently, and I thought, well, I've never been to Asia. And I'm not big out there, so I don't know how I got it.
I think
it.
You're big everywhere.
Oh, am I? Get the music on, Chris. Come on, let's feel the passion.
Oh,
I... Stop it. He came along with a very big package. Dave, I think he's a bit tight here on the side.
Here we go. Louis goes down.
Stop it. Do you know what? It's our executive producer. It's Jonathan Stradlam. But I've called
Jonathan,
Jonathan
Stradlam?
Stradlam.
Right.
Or Stradlam, okay. Or Stradlam. Oh, I know.
Have you played amazing. That game before?
Well, no, not with the bot.
Sure, OK. So, I can't wait to show you some of my moves later today.
I can't wait to see.
No, seriously. I've heard that. Somebody said to me, if I play my cards right, you could have me on a table and sort me right.
No, absolutely. You need. I'll stretch you out later.
Oh, the cereal really? Box game with you.
Can't I play one of the boys? Imagine me on all fours crawling around for 2 hours in that.
I've seen it.
You know, if you can climb up Kilimanjaro, then I'm sure you can climb my dance mountain, darling.
Easy.
I'm absolutely sure. Stop it.
There are 21 big innuendos there.
Oh, sweet.
Sweet. Sally Mae gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, last one. Sally Mae, you know pork scratchings?
I do.
Are you a fan?
I do not know them, no.
You don't know them?
Well, I do, but I don't.
Yeah, I think they're quite gross.
I quite like them.
Bleh.
Until you get a hair on one and then you're like, oh.
Vile.
It's wrong for vegetarian to eat pork scratchings, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a pescatarian.
Yeah, I think that's more of what I am. That's like a vegetarian who eats fish.
Yeah, fish, yes.
God, there's always one that tries to be different, isn't there?
I didn't realise what they were for a while. And then I still like them, so I kind of...
No, it's not my favourite. Anyway, what if I told you that last week, in the budget, the Chancellor put pork scratchings tax up by 10%? You'd think that was quite stupid, right?
I'd say you were lying and that was ridiculous.
You'd think it was ridiculous also, would you? So anyway?
Yeah.
Quite stupid.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, there wasn't a pork scratchings tax, because that would be incredibly stupid. But do the people of Stupid Street know there was no tax on pork scratchings?
No.
Yeah.
Don't get a point.
We asked them for their reaction to the pork scratchings tax rise. How many were upset by the news? Sally Mae first.
Okay. I will say... 9.
Becky?
6.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So we went to Stupid Street and told them the terrible news about pork scratchings going up by 10%.
What are your thoughts on this year's budget?
Weren't really a lot in it, was there really? What happened? Nothing really.
The price of pork scratchings went up.
Scratchings?
Pork scratchings went up.
What are your thoughts on the news about pork scratchings?
What's happened?
They've gone up by 10% as well.
The cheek!
What are your thoughts on the news that pork scratchings have gone up?
I think it's time we went back to the natural world, really, and, you know, kind of realised that the capital system is just completely falling down.
What's your thoughts on the news that the price of pork scratchings has gone up?
It's going to be for the benefit of the public, I guess.
The news that pork scratchings is going to go up, bad, even though I don't eat them.
I just want to get your reaction to the news that the price of pork scratchings is going to go up in the budget speech.
Shocking. I love pork scratchings.
Are you a big fan, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I love them, actually, yeah.
I just want to get your reaction to the news that the price of pork scratchings is going to go up.
Gutted. I love pork scratchings.
The price of pork scratchings has gone up. It was in the budget yesterday by 10%.
Are you serious?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm always on a diet, so pork scratchings aren't going to affect me.
That's really upsetting. I love pork scratchings.
Hugh Dennis off of Outnumbered and Mock the Week and other such fame. Yeah. It's sad news about pork scratchings, isn't it?
And what's happened to him?
The price has gone up by 10%.
A tax on pork scratchings? Yeah.
Are you a bit gutted about that?
Yeah, I'm very upset about that.
Pork scratchings? What is that?
Is it like the skin of pork deep fried?
It's a nice traditional bar snack.
A traditional what?
The price of pork scratchings has gone up by 10%.
Well, everything goes up every year. The thing I'm bothered about is oysters going up.
Because the price of oysters?
Oh, no, oyster cards.
Wow. Who'd have thought that the bloke off Outnumbered would be on the street of Stupid? It's incredible. There were 8 in there, people upset about the nonsense rise in pork scratchings, the tax. So that means that Sally Mae can come back and play tomorrow.
Brilliant. Whoa, awesome.
I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
See you tomorrow, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm a little bit upset that Undercover Princesses is finished on BBC Three. Love that show.
Oh, I missed the last one.
I missed it. I've got it recorded. Don't tell me. And there's a repeat on tonight on BBC Three.
Oh, brilliant, because I really want to know if any of them get married.
It's all the iPlayer as well, obviously, on there. Anyway, that's finished. But there's a new reality show which I am getting addicted to more and more every week. It's just getting better and better. It's Jersey Shore on MTV. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen this, but my friend messaged me going, you have to watch this programme.
It is unbelievable. Basically, it's a group of people who kind of live it up in New Jersey, okay? And they're all kind of living in a house together. But there's, like, a wider group of people that do this, and what they do is they just cruise around the shore looking for hot babes. They go to the gym all the time and spend a lot of time getting tanned.
Sounds like not that dissimilar to yourself.
Here's an explanation from them.
A Guido is a good-looking, smooth, well-dressed Italian.
Looks good.
I check out the mirror and like, whew, today's going to be a good day.
There are girl versions of as well, and they just do the same, only they just look for boys on the shore.
So basically, they're just really hot-looking people that know they're hot.
They're hot in a kind of weird way, in a slightly kind of 90s way, I would say.
Oh, like over-muscly, like Peter Andre in the Mysterious Girl video.
There's a lot of gym action going on, and there's... Well, my second favourite character is a guy called Paulie D, who has this amazing towering hairdo.
Like Jed Wood.
He just puts like loads better than Jed Wood. It's just when you see his hair, it's like, whoa. It's just loads of hair gel, a hair dry, and apparently 30 minutes of TLC every morning to get Paulie D's hair like that.
Oh, high maintenance men.
Yeah. He's my second favourite. Loads of celebs love this show as well, like Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher. They are all well into this show. We're two episodes in already, but it's on at 9 o'clock on Sunday night on MTV, and it's repeated, I think, all the time. But check it out, Jersey Shore. My favourite character is Mike Sorrento, who calls himself The Situation.
The Situation?
Listen to this.
This is The Situation right here. My abs are so ripped up, it's called The Situation.
His abs are so ripped up, it's called The Situation. Look him up. Mike The Situation Sorrento.
Oh.
He's brilliant.
I'm very anxious to get down there with my hot clothes and my tan, just arrive. Because once I arrive, it's just like, what's up, I'm here. And everybody's going to be like, oh, shoot, that's The Situation right there. Yes, sir, it is.
Yes, sir, it is. He can get anyone he wants.
I could pretty much have my choice of pretty much anyone down here. Don't hate the player, hate the game, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate people that say that.
Girls love Guidos. I'm not even joking. I know girls that just go for that. I mean, you can hate on me all you want to, but what can you possibly say to somebody that looks like Rambo pretty much with his shirt off?
Uh-huh.
I have got a picture of him up. Is this him, this one? But he only looks like he's got a two-pack in this picture. I'm not sure if it does him...
Yeah, that's Mike. That's The Situation right there.
We usually work out at least 5 days a week. If I walked in the door and seen myself, I'd probably grab my girl real quick.
Quite confident, isn't he?
Yeah, really confident.
Yeah. Well, that's because everybody... loves him.
Everybody loves me. Babies, dogs, you know, hot girls, cougars.
So are we going to get something for moms? Does moms need anything? Moms might like The Situation.
You never know. Do you know who he's reminding me of, though, in this picture? You. He's so tanned.
They do have amazing tans. There's another girl in it called Snooky, who everyone's kind of renamed Snickers now because they can't remember her actual name. And she is like, she's pretty much mahogany colour. Like, there's a lot of tanning going on. That she is my favourite girl character. The Situation is the best bloke in it.
Do you aspire to be like him? Because
no,
I think
I don't.
You secretly do.
I'm kind of like him, apart from I've got the tanning is good, cruising for babes, not so much. And
The gym
I do go to. The abs, not as much.
This is The Situation right here. My abs are so ripped up, it's called The Situation.
Yeah, I'm working on that, but otherwise...
Scott The Situation Mills?
Girls love Guidos. I'm not even joking. I know girls that just go for that. I mean, you can hate on me all you want to, but what can you possibly say to somebody that looks like Rambo pretty much with his shirt off?
You would love this show.
I wait till the last minute to push shave, and wait the last minute to put the shirt on because you feel fresh. These are rules to live by. Shave last minute, haircut the day of... Maybe some tanning in the gym.
Yeah, it's all about the presentation.
Like an average day in your life.
It's all about the presentation.
If I got you a chain, you'd look like The Situation.
Seriously, watch this show. It is incredible that people like that actually exist.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.